な。
Master finds that the art of forgiveness and one great thing that the church did do was to provide an entity to where one could commit the blunders of oneself to pay penance for it. That one could have a confessor to where they could confess all of this. That is a very ennobling thing. Unfortunately, they're not divine men. The way that you pull the anchor out of the past of people, places, things, times, and events is you get rid of everything that haunts you, hurts you, makes you feel guilty, that you've hidden, that you have done. You have to address it because you're going to address it at the light. When you do and come clean, you are pulling yourself out of the roots of the past. You are pulling them up. Who in this world is worth holding on to deception for? Who? Are they going to die for you? There's no one in this room going to die for you. No one. You think your drug dealers will die for you? No one's going to die for you. Then why would you want to live for them? Why? What have you done that is so awful that you keep it buried and covered up except to those who can see it? Why don't you uncover it and you look at it? And why don't you get rid of it without emotion? Why don't you confess it without emotion? Who cares if they don't like you any longer? You're not doing it for them. You are doing it for you. The journey is an alone journey. It's not a social conscious journey. Look at our numbers that are gathered here tonight. I am an awesome being, prophesied long ago, and the numbers are small. But you're the ones who made it here. Look at you. Who do you want to live for out there? What? You made the journey to come here. What would keep you from going on? Truth is then that clean and pristine mirror. You know why? Think of it this way. When we redeem ourselves, we are pulled out of the past and we are buoyantly in the present. And there is no memory that keeps coming forward that chemically depresses the body or subjugates it to need or addiction. You say, well then, how can a misdeed that I did to someone, and they didn't know about it, better that I didn't tell them. I tell you why. It isn't important that you didn't tell them, it's important that you didn't tell them. Meaning, you confronted it yourself. It was a dishonest act. What is it about guilt? Guilt holds us to the past and makes us feel bad. That we look our life for redemption, only to find redemption, and then to use the guilt to feel bad so we can be redeemed again. Guilt is self-serving. It is. Victims are self-serving. When you hide things in the past, you're not clean. You're a past person. I don't care how spiritual you can talk it. If you can't walk it, you're not it. The truth liberates us from the past. Those dark secrets, those misdeeds, those lies, those mistrust, those manipulation, they liberate you from the past and make you clean in here. You don't know it or not, but when you thrive off of secrets, you chemically damage your body. Your body is always in stress. Don't you know cancer wouldn't exist if there wasn't the past? Cancer wouldn't exist if there wasn't guilt and then self-hatred. We hate other people because they are a reflection of what we're most ashamed of in ourselves. Do you understand that? Now, a master isn't any of those. Do you know why? Because the glory of God is found in the present, not in the past. And the glory of God shines through us when we live in this moment. And in our freedom, we have no obstruction to our dreams. We have no ulterior motive. Our dream doesn't have to go through our guilt and then be filtered as something else at the other end. Our healing isn't... Our desire for healing is not curved by our shame. Shame can prevent a healing. Guilt can prevent a healing. Lying, dishonesty, all that prevents healing. We have nothing to then prevent our healing because we're clear. And what then, as masters, can we not do? We have nothing standing in our way. Masters like to keep the company of masters. Person isn't beautiful unless they're beautiful spiritually.